Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's great to be here. And so for those of you, I don't know, how many of you are first generation? Anybody in the room? So my parents, one from Japan, one from Hungary, naturally met in Canada. Neither spoke each other's language. So the big compromise is speaking English. And I decided that's why I went into marketing and communications. I just so desperately want to communicate and connect with the other person on the other side of the conversation, because my parents were constantly having wonderful challenges in communicating, being understood by each other. But had a wonderful time and focused on French. That was something that my grandmother really inspired me to do. And I just have to say, for those who are in, and just show of hands, how many are in global firms working with other? So most of the room, it's really been very helpful for me to be very aware of, you know, the different cultures, languages, time zones, all those different things that really come into play in terms of, you know, managing any sort of relationships globally, and certainly now with a global brand. So I am really fortunate. I get to be really responsible for the BNY Mellon brand. And for those of you who don't know BNY Mellon, we are the largest custodian in the world with $30 trillion in assets under custody administration. We have over $1.7 trillion, sixth largest investment manager in the world as well. But another raise of hands, anybody have seen Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton Broadway show, heard the soundtrack, or read Ron Chernow's book? Show of hands. Again, almost the whole room. So we are very proud, and ever since I've been at the firm, we have been very proud to celebrate our heritage. Alexander Hamilton founded the Bank of New York in 1784, so we are 233 years old, and it's been really a pleasure to figure out how to help the brand evolve. So before I go into our story, I'd love to start with a quick video. Again, this was one of our ways, and many of you, I'm sure, are creating great video content. This was one of our opportunities to really tell the story in a very short, snackable way. So if we could play that, that'd be great.
This is Alexander Hamilton, a U.S. founding father, also founding father of the U.S. financial system and the Bank of New York, known today as BNY Mellon. As one of the nation's first banks, we've grown from a house near Wall Street to operations in 35 countries across 100 markets. We've gone from providing the first loan to the U.S. government in 1789 to serving 80% of the Fortune 500 today. In 1792, we were the first stock traded on the New York stock market, and centuries later, the first to create a mobile trading app. We are one of the first national banks to use computers, and today our innovation centers help us explore new technology. From day one, we've consistently moved the industry forward. And with Hamilton's spirit as our inspiration, we continue to improve lives through investing.
So in a nutshell, that tells you a very short history, but gives you a sense of Hamilton. He was an amazing pioneer in his time, and very gratefully, he's become the rock star of the finance industry. So we've been really, really fortunate. Again, we've celebrated his, you know, his being our founder, but also the very unique heritage that we have. But now we are able to truly evolve our brand, make it much more personal, much more relatable, and much more social media relevant. So we've had really a great opportunity, and having been at the firm for many years, I have to say it's been a big step forward. So you'll see we, on this tweet, we started over a year ago to launch a Invested in Our Legacy campaign. And here we have 232 years ago, I founded the Bank of New York. Think I was innovative then. Today I'm writing tweets, A.Hamilton. And what we did was we celebrated our anniversary, June 9th, a year ago, and we kicked off this campaign and really started to say to our leadership, we need to have this personal voice. In the social media arena, we really need to have that persona. So luckily, we had a lot of support with the evolution of this brand, really taking it to the next level, you can imagine. And anybody in this room for work for firms that are over 50 years old, the brands? And how about any highly regulated, Okay, so you understand the challenge, and you understand that trying to get the culture change was one of the challenges that we had to face, but really we're very happy with the speed with which we were able to do that. So we put together a campaign, and I'm sure many of you create these. We have, again, invested in our legacy campaign. The second year, we rang the bell at the New York Stock Exchange. We were the first, as you saw in the video, the first stock to be traded on the New York Stock Exchange. That's why our ticker symbol is BK, because we were the bank. And what we did was we used this as an opportunity not just to celebrate our heritage, but to drive the culture change to create the moment and create the whole story of the day in a very social friendly manner. And I'll show you some examples of that in a minute. We're also trying to push the culture change of be much more AR, VR friendly. We have an app that we've been working on. Who's taken a selfie in the last probably week, maybe not just day, week, right? Really trying to be very relevant and to say, okay, we have this great persona that we can use to engage, to really capture the minds of our employees and the various constituents that that we interact with. We not only are doing this in the digital and the social sphere, but we're also doing it experientially. So the environment that we sit in. Here you'll see Hamilton is going to, Lin-Manuel Miranda's show is arriving in London in December. So what we did was we used that as the opportunity to enhance visually in our reception areas, in the innovation centers, to really bring that story to life. And we ran a digital ad campaign in Financial Times and Bloomberg in the UK. So what we were really interested in was to see how relevant this message was going to be globally. So that goes back to the beginning of the story, right? Really trying to think, okay, Hamilton was the founder of the US financial system, but was that going to speak to our employees, clients, prospects around the globe? And it was really interesting when we really thought about our brand. Hamilton started this whole history of and had this amazing pioneering spirit. And for those of you who have seen the show and read the book, he not only founded the U.S. financial system, the Bank of New York, he helped start the post office, he started the New York Post, he started the Coast Guard. He was really, really a pioneer. And it's that spirit that lives in all of our employees and everybody around the company. 50,000 people can relate to that. You want to be a pioneer. You want to be part of that culture. You want to help the company be another, hopefully, 200 years old. Probably won't be here, but hopefully that legacy will continue on. So here you'll see we started a whole series of social media and the program dedicated to our UK team, because it's our 50th anniversary in the UK. So here it says, help us celebrate 50 years in the UK by taking a quiz about our founder, Alexander Hamilton. And we created a quiz. So if somebody, employees, prospects, clients, want to learn a little bit more about Hamilton, they're hearing the buzz, top trending topic, as you can imagine, social media, as the tickets went live, and now the show will open in December. So we want to enter that conversation, be really relevant, but be very authentic to our brand. Why not learn about Hamilton and his relationship to BNY Mellon and all the great things that we're doing together? And then if they come to take the quiz, then they hopefully will then continue on, which we've seen great engagement on our EMEA website. So also working very closely with our agencies is they've been challenging us to say, you've got this great persona. You really should push yourself. Don't just think traditional, conservative. Try to push the envelope. So I'm sure you all remember when Hamilton, it was being considered whether he was going to stay on the $10 bill. Many of you may be carrying a $10 bill around in your pocket. But that was another great way to really bring that story to life, be very authentic, but make it relevant to everybody in their daily lives, whether you're here or in anywhere else in the world would relate to that. So again, having a little bit of fun, especially in the social arena, as well as driving people, their curiosity to come to the site and learn more about what we do. We also then took a step back earlier in the year and said, okay, what other channels are really important? The brand is really important to help drive leads, drive just general awareness of our brand, but what's also really important is to think about the channels. What kind of content do we want in all the channels? And I'm sure you all are thinking very carefully about that. So we started a new series of, looking at Instagram. We've really been trying to focus on building up our presence there. So we started a series of Motivation Monday. Top trending topic, as we all know, on Mondays. We started with a Hamilton quote, of course, but then immediately after started saying, okay, how do we engage the rest of the company? We have leaders across the businesses, across the various leadership teams, and each one of them can then have their quote of the Motivation Monday, and that drives engagement with their teams and their prospects and clients. We also used Instagram for the ringing of the bell at the New York Stock Exchange, and it was truly amazing to see, again, driving this culture change in a company where people were very hesitant, they weren't quite sure if they were allowed to engage in social media, to start saying, okay, you can have that crossover, right, between your business role and your personal. And Instagram and Facebook have been a great way to really bring the employees and say, look, there's going to be relevant content for you, not just on the business side, but also on the personal. Because the only way I think anybody's going to engage with the content is if they think their personal network, their business networks are going to be interested. So we're really trying to think of the content strategy and, again, along the way, have some fun. Again, in terms of surprising and delighting, this was a way, again, our agencies were really telling us, just have some fun in the social, bring people to the quizzes, bless you, to the quizzes, because everybody, our metrics are really showing that anything that is requiring the engagement is having much better metrics and driving further curiosity into the website. So we created the Hamilton quiz for the US version, now we have the UK version, and the engagement rates have been fantastic. And of course, all of the goal is to really drive the awareness, bring visitors back to our website so that they can learn about the capabilities and the services that we offer. But also talking about culture change. This is something that has been really important. We are in the process of working with a lot of our leaders. We have 9 innovation centers around the world. Any of you are working in firms that have innovation centers? Okay, a few of you. So it's really been quite fun from a marketing perspective to collaborate with them, to understand what they are doing, what areas of focus each one of them have, and then how to share that, not only with other employees, but to show how we're trying to drive the culture change, keep the Hamilton spirit, that pioneering spirit alive, and fostering the, and actually just not accepting status quo, but constantly pushing the envelope so that you can say, okay, what is the new model gonna be? Regulation is constantly changing. And just a quick story, at our headquarters down in Brookfield Place, the old World Financial Center, we have these beautiful handwritten ledgers, like beautiful, it's almost like calligraphy, of all the accounts. Hamilton had some of his bank accounts there. Even his frenemy, Aaron Burr, had some of his bank accounts with us. But now, today, we talk about distributed ledger, which, of course, you know is blockchain, right? So it's having these innovation centers exploring what is going to be, the best way to leverage these, blockchain and other technologies and other new models. What's going to help drive our business? What's going to help ultimately with the clients and help them with their successes? And then, of course, this whole selfie culture, making sure we are exploring tools and, giving our own marketing teams the license to explore and to take some of their time and resources to bring new life to the experience, right? That enhancing the client experience. So as we've been opening the innovation centers over the past few years, we've tried to come up with, again, really interesting experiences that would be caught in very unique ways for social media. So we had, instead of the traditional ribbon cutting, we had a laser cutting, rather than having one person do it, we had a whole team that was involved. You can imagine in launching an innovation center, it's not just one person. So it was really a team effort, again, that employee engagement concept. And it was really fun to see the reaction of the clients, the press attended, and clients, et cetera. So it was a chance to really start showing everybody we are the new BNY Mellon. We are evolving. Our brand is no longer can stay still as much as it maybe did in the past, but really has to evolve at a quick rate. So it's been a great opportunity. In Singapore, we launched last November, and our team in APAC, so our team located in Hong Kong, said we really want to come up with an AR/VR app. And so they said, we have these wonderful Technovation events, and we want to bring our Hamilton, our brand story, to life. So they created this app, and one of the components is the selfie filters, and it's been extraordinary how they've been able to use that at client events, conferences, where people are probably going to take selfies anyway, having a very unique brand opportunity to say, you can now take a selfie with Hamilton. We have four options. Feel free to download the app. It's at the App Store under BNY Mellon Experience. And it has been something that all of our event managers are now trying to, in very unique ways, build into part of their in-person experience, but then encourage everyone, if you like your selfie, feel free to go and post it. Facebook, Instagram, wherever you want to do it. So it's really something that we just launched this summer that is taking off and giving people also, you know, the opportunity to think about what else can we do. And I think some of us, you know, feel challenged by the resources and time. And our team in APAC, they're a really small team. They decided they wanted to do this. We had some technical expertise from the U.S. team. It was an incredible global experience, and they got it done in just a few months. So I think it's that whole pioneering spirit. I'm like, go APAC. Usually it's everything, you know, it's like, oh, everything has to start in New York or the U.S. I'm like, this was a perfect example that they took an idea and run with it. Of course, the only way any of this works is attracting top talent. So we're in a room of top talent. So you would relate to this in that working with your HR teams can be a great opportunity to drive brand and, again, drive culture change. So we worked with HR on creating a career quiz. So again, invite you to go onto the bnymellon.com website to see what this is. What we decided to do is have an interactive quiz that's really fun. It takes about 5 minutes to do. You self-select into, you know, some questions, not very corporate. And so far we have had 99% accuracy on the persona that, based on your information that you put in, is identified. And what we were able to then find was we took the application process. So what's going to happen is it's going to serve up, the system will serve up a role. So if you are identified as a tech whiz, you will see more of our technology roles. And there are a lot of, with, you know, 50,000 people around the world, you can imagine 35 countries, a lot of different roles. So we're trying to save people time to find the right opportunities within the firm. And so whether you're a tech whiz or a people person, we can speed you to those roles. And then once you're there, we've saved it used to take 18 minutes to apply for a role down to under 4 minutes. So again, I think marketing can really take the opportunity to figure out with technology. And I can't tell you how many people have posted these on their Facebook accounts and social media. It's been really neat to say, even if they weren't looking for a job, like, oh, now I better understand what my persona is, especially if you're coming straight out of school. So it's great for our campus recruiting teams. It's great for the recruiters in general. So just a few takeaways, and happy to take as many questions. I know I'm between you and cocktails. Really find your story. For BNY Mellon, we have always celebrated Hamilton, and using his persona has allowed us to truly move into a social friendly, you know, evolution of our brand. I also think that, you know, look in within your firms, see what your real goal is and purpose. One of, as you can imagine, for a financial institution, longevity, strength, stability, but that pioneering spirit is really important. So for us, it was a true brand opportunity, but also allowed some great creativity. Challenge your agencies to challenge you. Sometimes it's great to have those outside challenges because it pushes the envelope within and you really can look and hopefully convince those that you need to. I think for, again, the firms, everybody who raised your hands for firms that are older than 50, you know, the brands that are older than 50 years, and also those maybe cultures that are a little more traditional, conservative, that you have this combination, right? Everybody has a phone on their table. You practically, you know, sleep with your phone. So there's this combination of your work life and your personal life that is completely intertwined. So we're trying to really help people manage that and say, look, we spend at least 8 hours of our day dedicated to our businesses. If you are proud about what you do and you want to share the great work you're doing, or it could be a philanthropic moment that you helped, you know, at the local food bank, or you went and donated some time at you know, whatever philanthropic organization you choose. I think people are really looking for the opportunity to share great content because it's your life, right? And you want your family, friends, your prospects, and your clients to see what you're doing, not just in the work capacity, but then more on the personal side. So I think offering guidelines, we just in June updated our social media policy to be quite friendly and saying, look, we understand everybody's engaging in social media. That was a big moment that we clarified for everybody what is, you know, best practice, what we would definitely encourage everybody to do, and things to stay away from. Obviously, privacy issues, you know, no recommendations, no endorsements, et cetera. So that was very, very, that was a big moment. Challenge your team. It was amazing to see, like I mentioned, from our Hong Kong team, really challenge people. You never know where the best ideas are going to come from. Empower your teams, give them the tools, give them some leeway, and then the support. Once they get off and running and you agree as a group that it's a strategically important initiative, definitely give them the support. And I think marketers are in a wonderful position to drive culture change and show how important it is to have your brand live in all the social media channels that you have chosen that are important for your firms. I think driving, you know, digital first and engagement to me is the one of the most important areas, because awareness is something we all need to do, but ultimately you show how interested you are in that content if you are actually sharing it or doing something with that content, taking the quiz, posting the badge. So it's trying to figure out what, you know, use your metrics. We're trying to be super agile, really being able to pivot. We ran a couple sprints with our UK campaign. We actually now have a campaign with our Pittsburgh group, being able to pivot in just a couple days to say, here's content that's working better, so amplify that and then reduce what's not. And lastly, this is my just personal big theme, and I always tell my children, I'm like, just continue to adapt. Just constantly look. The last session was talking about chatbots. One of the things we're looking at is we've had lots of different chatbot initiatives around the company, how to, from a brand and marketing perspective, to really harmonize that, you know, being more Alexa and Google Home friendly. All of these things are really important. Figure out where your audience is going, where your prospects and clients are going, and try to focus on there. There's so many initiatives going on that obviously we all struggle with how do you prioritize, where are you going to put your time, but I think that just being dedicated to adapting and changing, and I always like to say like Hamilton did, just continue to drive that type of culture change. So that is the BNY Mellon story, and I have to say we always love to, I always love to end with this GIF that we had, which was one that we've used over and over again, because we really think that he has offered us this gift of being an animated GIF. So, yeah, just thank you for having me, and happy to take any questions you may have.
We've got two floating microphones, so Mike, maybe you can handle the front, and I'll kind of hang around over here.
Thank you, Nico. So, how, being a global company with as deep a tenure in the banking industry as you have, how are you solving for the global and the regional content sourcing? governance and engagement in the marketing strategy from regions around the world that don't have the backstory or the attachment to the backstory of an American historical brand?
Well, that's a great question. Again, the pioneering spirit resonates with everybody, and we were actually quite amazed when we launched, it's almost a year ago now, our innovation center in Singapore, how the story resonated, and they actually were the first to have the true AR-VR initiative, where, and you can imagine, just picture this, we were filming an actor who looks like Hamilton, so think about finding an actor in Hong Kong who looks like Hamilton, and what we did was we did the actual countdown to the Innovation Center with Hamilton as a you know, virtually shown with the actual live leaders of the Innovation Center. So it was really cool where we filmed and then he did the countdown. And what was amazing, again, it was this social media moment where we could say, look, we are not just saying we're innovative, we're also, you're gonna feel that in the room. And these are the teams that are now working on, you know, various initiatives, whether it's blockchain or, you know, the Cybos conference is just being held now. That's a whole focus on payments, and we all know that the payment space is really one to watch. I'm sure many of you have your mobile, you know, you can pay with your watch, you can pay with your phone. So it's a space that's really transforming. So I think it's about being honest about your brand, challenging the local, whatever location, to say what is relevant for you, wrap it with the brand message, and if they are the ones that actually source it, it's an incredibly powerful combination. So we ask all of our locations to constantly generate their own news, again, whether it's business-focused or it could be philanthropy or employee engagement, whatever the message is. And then we do have a central editorial council where we review everything, make sure it's up to the brand standards, make sure we have all the proper hashtags and you know, links back to whether it's the brand, you know, it could be the website or whatever, wherever we're trying to take the journey to. So I think it's just more challenging everybody and saying, look, we want your content. One of the areas I think that we've made a big amount of progress since the rollout of the social media policy is saying to everybody, create your content. The employees, the clients are not going to engage if they don't see content relevant to them. Because if you don't think your network is going to be interested, you're not going to share it. So I think it's a combination of making sure you have the local relevant message, but then the oversight. So great question.
Any questions back here? So, Aniko, I'll ask a question. On your last point, content for employees, beyond that and the social media policy, have you provided any kind of training, like a formal program for employees to actually get trained up, gain the confidence, the know-how to actually engage on social?
We are actually creating a virtual training session right now that we're hoping to make it super snackable, 10 minutes that you can take anywhere throughout our network and have it very social media feeling. Right, so it's really, and we were thinking about, we'll see where it ends up, but almost like a day in the life. You wake up, you grab your phone, you haven't even gotten out of bed, you check the weather, maybe you check some of our social channels, and then as you have questions along the way, we'll pop up and make it very easy to say, okay, if you wanted to engage with this piece of corporate content, here's what you need to know. And just make it like very relatable, like this is my life, this is actually how I live my life, and it could be, you know, we'll ensure that it's something that could travel around the world, but not just make it very corporate, like, oh, here is, you know, here are the rules and stay in the, you know, in the highway lane and don't get out of that. So really trying to think of super engaging, but also make it a little bit of fun too. Say this, it's social. It's gotta be, you know, have that level of fun. Make, you know, make sure we have the right creative. Make sure that it's also gonna answer the questions that would pop up in somebody's head as they go through it. So we're in the process of working on that, and hopefully we'll be coming out really soon.
Other questions?
Hi, I'm just curious, if not for the mammoth success of the Broadway production Hamilton, what was Plan B?
Excellent question. Luckily, I came into this role as head of corporate marketing, right at that time. So for me, it was lucky timing. But again, like I said, we have always, as long as I've been at the firm, celebrated Hamilton's success. And our brand message, and again, you can think about financial institutions, is building off that strong, stable foundation that we have, but always looking forward. We had the innovation centers that were starting to open, so it was really going to be that message. We're really fortunate that because of the show, Hamilton is a top trending topic. His name, we don't really have to do a lot to raise awareness about his name. What is really interesting, though, how many people are like, oh, didn't know Hamilton founded the Bank of New York. So it, you know, you'll read it, you'll see it, but then making that connection, people are really curious. And one of the things that, again, from a cultural perspective, I've heard in the hallways, people of my age are saying, maybe a little older as well, saying, you know, my kids think we're really cool. We work at the company that Hamilton, you know, founded. So all of a sudden, it's changed a little bit that ability to have a little bit more fun with the brand. And people are saying, you know, let's take a little bit of a, you know, bigger step. And it's been resonating. We, again, our leadership has been very supportive and also, you know, helping to drive that change.
Other questions? We still have a few minutes. And everybody's thinking about the happy hour. Thought I saw a hand up here somewhere. So, Aniko, I'll jump in again. If you were standing right there and that's at that spot speaking again 3 years from now, what would be different about what you'd be sharing with us?
What I am really hoping is that 50,000 of our employees are avid brand ambassadors and they feel very confident in understanding what they can share, how they can share it, and very authentically doing that on a regular basis. Right now we're at that stage where we're educating, like we were talking about with the policy as well as the training. But I think ultimately, if you think about your own lives, that whole work life and personal life is all going to be very intertwined. So really just being able to share, look at how my day is going. Look at my project. I'm proud of this. This is a team. I helped create this for the client or helped a solution. So I think it's really, you know, going to be just really immersing the culture and figuring out how to continue to drive that. I think on the marketing side, looking at the various channels, I think AI is really, I think it's a really exciting time to be part of marketing. We have so many tools. Again, it comes back to prioritization. Where do you want to put your time and money? But, you know, voice, that's going to be incredible to see what the possibilities are there. So hopefully in 3 years, we're going to have, maybe we'll be talking to Hamilton.
Any other questions back here?
Was it tough? I mean, you work at a very traditional style bank. Was it tough to get your top execs to sort of let go of the reins and be willing to have a little fun, since it's, you know, it's not always something that I think is top of mind from a banking standpoint?
Well, I have to say, we were really fortunate in that our leadership knew that, you know, the future is really all about technology, digital, and they were very open to having recommendations and have been super supportive. So we were very fortunate in that when we would come with ideas, and again, our agency challenged us on things, and you know, having tweets, right? We were tweeting during the Tonys, we were tweeting during Father's Day, we were tweeting at times that we would have never had those conversations before, but people were quite delighted that now they could, again, family members were seeing this and they were really impressed and they're like, oh, now I understand a little bit more of what your company does and now I'm interested and I want to learn more. So I think it's just a natural evolution that we were going to go that way. And as long as I think we were being, you know, reasonable in terms of not stepping too much out of the bounds, they were quite open and very supportive. And Gerald Hassel, our current chairman, is a LinkedIn influencer. So that was a really big step in helping over the past couple years to say, I am dedicated to doing this. I think that this is a major way to communicate, not just with employees, prospects, clients, candidates, future hires. It's really important to be out there in this way that, and if you think about, you know, the whole lead gen you know, the prospect decline journey, I would say all of the research is done digital and social now. So you have to be in those channels in a very meaningful way and take people back to a source where they can get more information to whatever depth they need it, whether it's the website or continuing on with presentations and the whole RFP process. So I think they were very open. And again, it came right from the leadership to say, I'm dedicated, I'm in. And over the past year, we've had many more leaders stepping up and saying, we want to be part of this. And it's been a really great journey. So that's why I think in 3 years, well, hopefully not even 3 years, maybe 6 months, we're going to have, you know, triple the number of brand ambassadors that we do. I'm really aiming for 50,000, but 10,000 at a time.
So, Nico, we're just about at the end here, and I want to ask one final question. What would have been Alexander Hamilton's Twitter handle?
A.ham.
Fantastic. Nico, thank you so much for a very, very enlightening presentation.
Great.
Let's give it up for Nico.